the best, the latest release, Sissingen Blues, came out a couple of weeks in Europe, and it's coming up in 2 weeks in the States. Can you tell us a little bit more about the, you know, the concept and ideas behind this release?
Well, I don't know. It's not too much thought about it. We just wanted to do a really, like, well-crafted album that's worked through with the, put the amount of time down on every song that they took to make it completely finished, not to haste through things. And then the title is just, it was chosen, we thought that song represented the album in a good way. That it was both rough and melancholic at the same time. And Ricky, the bass player, wrote most of that song while he was living on Hisingen, which is in like an island that's a part of the city of Gothenburg.
Okay, so yeah, so in terms of, you know, the band sound and everything, what made you guys push to this different type of sound from what we're used to getting in all the metal releases, the Nuclear Blast?
I don't know. I think we had recorded most of the album. I think there were maybe two songs left before we signed with Nuclear Blast, and they liked what they heard. So there wasn't much debate there. I was surprised, just as surprised as anyone, to learn that they wanted to work with us. But then when you think about it, it's a really good label, and they're very well organized. So good music is good music, and it doesn't really matter who puts it out if they do a good job. So we're very pleased to work with them, even though we kind of stand out in the Nuclear Blast stable.
And were you at any time concerned, you know, saying, oh man, this guy's promoting, you know, more brutal stuff, and people are not going to know what to do with this?
Yeah, that thought struck us, but, they've been around for so long, and they have so many connections, and, like, know people all over the music industry, and with magazines and stuff, so, they know what they're doing, and they know that we're not like their other bands. So, and judging from what I've seen so far, I think they've done an excellent job with promotion and getting us out to magazines and reviews and interviews and everything. So, you can say that my worries were soon taken away as soon as I saw what was happening with their work.
And, you know, in terms of the type of music you guys play, it was popular years ago. It's kind of having a resurgence now. were you guys, you know, trying to jump into the wave of this type of music, or was it something that you wanted to do since the beginning, regardless of, you know, what the current scene for it was?
Yeah, no, this is just music that comes naturally to us. I think jumping on a wave is a bad idea, no matter who you are. I don't know, that's like if you want to build a house and just go out in the forest and pick up the first branch that looks nice, or like the first piece of wood. If you want to build something that's that will last over time, you got to do something that you love and really, really like yourself. You can't like have a marketing calculation. You can't let that be the base or like the founding argument for start forming a band. You got to do what you love to do, and if you do that well, it will shine through, and people will, I don't know. I think without trying to pat myself on the back too much, I think that people see that this is music that we love, that we play. I hope it comes across anyway. So there was no plan behind this music that we've been playing for a long time. So.
And you know, in terms of all these other bands that have similar style, but they kind of focus all their ideas and concepts and all this occult concepts and overly complicated schemes of things, what do you think makes you guys stand out from that?
I don't know. We use like metaphoric language in some of our lyrics. All of us write lyrics, so sometimes there's a Lucifer here and there and whatnot, but we're not an occult band, and I think maybe that I don't know, that might appeal to a bigger audience, that, you know, you don't get locked down in a certain genre, you can, like, transcend genres, like, if, I mean, in the beginning when we were touring, they were mostly, like, record collectors that smell of sweat and had big beards, but nowadays, at shows, you can see, like, all types of people, hipster people with tight jeans and, metal people with patch vests and, you know, just the average guy who likes a good rock album. So I think, I don't know, we're like sitting on many chairs at the same time, and that seems to appeal to a lot of different types of people.
And how are you seeing the live reactions from people now that the album's out and you're currently in Finland promoting the album?
Yeah, it's good everywhere we go. We got a message from a woman that works for Nuclear Blast here in Finland. There was a journalist who saw us yesterday at a show here in Finland, and he had texted this woman at Nuclear Blast and said like that the show was like a 1 hour blow job. So I guess that's a good review. People, I don't know, they don't tend to get too disappointed anyway.
And how overly perfectionist you guys are when you were recording this, and she did the whole analog recording. So it seemed like, yeah, you guys wanted to capture the true essence of the sound, but, and how much it took you guys, you know, to get it down to the way you want it, or you're not that concerned about, you know, this whole perfection versus the organic nature of it?
I think it's where Don, who produces the album, comes in. He's more of a perfectionist guy, and maybe we're not, but, I mean, in a sense, I mean, we're very careful and put a lot of effort into what we do, but he's the one that can stay focused for a longer while and maybe have, like, the overall picture. So I think, yeah, he's a big reason that the record sounds like it does. So I think it's a mix of the personalities in the band and Don, the producer's personality.
Did you have any issues with, you know, stuff that maybe you were not 100% that you wanted there, but he was a producer, so you guys had to get fly with it?
Yeah, there were issues, and there were arguments, but, I mean, we love Don, and he loves us, and I think it's only healthy to have discussions about stuff, and, like, sometimes we caved in, and sometimes he caved in, and it's a, you know, give-and-take situation. And I think, for the most part, I think, like, in hindsight, I think the best idea, at least 95% of the time, won, no matter whose idea it was.
And, you know, in terms of the vinyl version of the album, where you guys wanted to do, you know, you added an extra track, and what is your favorite version of the album to listen to?
Oh, the vinyl, certainly. There's scientific proof that
yeah.
The vinyl has a richer sound than a CD or an MP3. So of course, like a good stereo with good speakers, and then play the vinyl. That's the best way to capture it, and to listen to it, I think, and play it loud.
And you know, in terms of how the live setting goes, I mean, how much can you do in order to keep the songs kind of true in the live setting, where you show up to a different venue with different, you know, mixing board, whatever, a different setup?
Well, like the instrumental song Longing, we haven't performed that live because it has so much like extra instrumentation. But besides for that, we try to stay true to the songs on the album, but there's maybe like a like a backing vocal here and there that's missing, but then we might have added something extra, like, you know, stretching out certain parts or something like that, jamming a bit extra. So I think it's good that, you know, I think it'd be boring if the live show was exactly as the album. Then what would you need the live show for? I mean, you gotta put something extra and different in the live show.
And, you know, in terms of your touring packages, well, where would you feel more comfortable, you know, because, I mean, you're going to be promoted by Nuclear Blast, obviously, so you might be placed in a somewhat eclectic mix in a touring package.
Yeah, I know. That's like once again that we seem to appeal to both metal people and, you know, the average rock lover. So I think that's like a strength that we have, that we can be fitted into many different like tour packages. I don't know. We're like at the moment they're working on our tour for North America in the fall, and I've heard a lot of different names come up, so I don't know. I think they're I don't know. It's hard to answer. I mean, I like different types of music too, so I'd be fine with going with a heavy metal band, and I'd be fine to go with a band that plays, I don't know, maybe softer rock but with a lot of blues in it too. It doesn't really matter to me. I think, you know, if you go to a show and see three bands that sound exactly the same, I think that's kind of boring. Like, if I go to a Doom show and I watch three Doom bands in a row, I'm fed up, like, after the first band. I want to see, like, one grindcore band and then a Doom band and then maybe, I don't know, a grindcore band again or something. I think you need dynamics. And so that's why I would be fine with going with the, you know, supporting any type of band. I think it's only good to, you know, too much of the same is, it's not that interesting.
Yeah, that is true, especially with Doom.
yeah.
And I mean, in terms of the album cover, it's a pretty bizarre looking album cover. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, it started out like we wanted to do a different promotion picture, and we know this guy Ulf. He plays in a band that are very good friends of us called Bombus, and we'd seen stuff he'd done for them. So we asked him if he wanted to do something with us and if he had an idea. So we went to he works at a media bureau, you could say, or like where they do advertising and like different types of assignments. And so he took pictures of us in front of a green screen, and then he just built the whole picture in a computer, stealing bits and pieces from everywhere. And when we saw the first draft, we were like, wow, we gotta use this as the cover, because it was so... Yeah, well, it's. I think it stands out as a rock cover. It's, to me, it's a cover where you can't really tell which music the band plays, and I think that's a good thing. Like, when you can't nail down, like, they sound exactly like this, judging by the cover.
I kind of got cut off. Did you say that do you think it's a good thing that people won't be able to identify it from looking at the cover, or the opposite?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like, the best covers are the ones that are interesting, like, may makes you react, like, hey, what's this? But you can't really be sure of what type of music the band is playing. I think it's, you know, the connection comes afterwards, like, that is obvious that cover is a good cover for that band, but like beforehand you can't really tell just by looking at the cover. I like that.
And don't you think it was it would also be risky in the sense that, okay, if I have, you know, $20 to buy a CD, and then I see this CD where I'm like, huh, I don't know what the hell they play, I'm just gonna go with what I want instead of, you know, wasting my money in something that
I'm
like...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's a risk. Yeah, but that's a risk I'm willing to take. I think, I don't know, I think it's more exciting to do it this way. I mean, why go for mac and cheese every day of the week? I mean, maybe you want to try something that you never heard of before.
Yeah.
At least you can get a surprise then, maybe. You know, I don't know, some people might not like the album. But you gotta take some chances.
And, you know, in terms of feedback, I mean, the album's been out in Europe now. I mean, it's been out for, you know, press and the States. How are you guys pleased with all this, you know, all the feedback you've been getting? Are people getting it? People are not getting it?
I think they're getting it. We've been getting very good reviews, so there's really nothing to complain about there. If it's one thing I could, like, be dissatisfied with, it's that people keep, like... saying, you know, like using the word retro or saying that we sound like Led Zeppelin, and I don't think we sound anything like Led Zeppelin. I mean, obviously we've listened to a lot of old rock, but I think more than anything we've listened maybe to the same blues guys that people who played rock in the 70s listened to. But besides with that, there's been like 30, 40 years of musical history that we've also taken in and been affected by, and we listen to a lot more than just like old heavy rock. So, and I think that if you look past the production of the album, like the sound, you can tell that these are songs that are very, I mean, very 2011, even though they might have a certain sound in the production.
And you know,
but besides that, I'm very pleased with all the feedback.
And in terms of, you know, what do you think that you guys want to improve or do different for future releases?
I don't know. It's hard to say right now. We have a few new songs started but not finished, and they all sound very different from each other too. So I don't know. Just make it better. You can always improve. I don't know. I think you'll have to ask me again in like 6 months or something, in a year, to see. I don't have a good answer for that right now.
And you know, the issue with, you know, coming up with a solid album like you guys is that you guys are now setting the bar higher. Are there, you know, any pressure about that for future purposes?
I think you gotta like try to. I mean, if you write songs with that keeping that in mind at the same time, I think you'll probably write a worse album. I think you just gotta like think solely about the songs and what the song sounds like and if it's a good song like to you or not. It worked this time, so it should probably work a couple of more times at least. I think if you worry too much about what other people have to say about your stuff, you'll probably, you know, it'll cloud your judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think just gotta stick with what you know and like try. Well, not just like the already made recipe, but you know, take chances and experiment, and you know, just go with your gut feeling.
And you know, in terms of plans for the bands, and what are your objectives, your personal objectives for, you know, what do you want to achieve with the band?
Well, I want to pay the rent and like support my family. That's, I don't know, and of course it's fun to when the music takes you around the world and lets you see new places and maybe meet some of the musicians that you listen to for a long time. And that happens, it's always fun. And I don't know, try to, you know, there's a saying in Swedish, I don't know, it sounds really bad if I translate it directly, but when you if you crave for everything on the platter, you'll probably tip it and have nothing, you know. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Like, instead of just like being satisfied with what you're getting and like and being satisfied that, yeah, well, I released an album now, I'm getting good feedback, I can go on tour, I can pay my rent. If you just, you know, get greedy and try to, I don't know, ask for too much, you probably just fuck up the whole situation and then you'll be left with nothing.
Yeah, and in terms of, you know, your future plans for North America, what are you guys expecting here in the rough market that we have over here?
I think there's a rough market everywhere, actually, but when we've been over in the States 3 times, and we've always been well received, so I'm just hoping for more of that and maybe a slightly bigger crowd. And we'll come over sometime after August or the end of August. It's plans are being like made right now, so I don't have any confirmed dates or anything, but in the fall sometime.
Okay, and kind of like in an overall general picture, what is your favorite parts, favorite things about the album itself?
I think that it has a lot of different types of songs on it. but they still the album still feels to me at least coherent. It's even though the songs individually can be very different from each other, I still think that they fit together, and that's a really nice thing, I think. And I think it feels worked through and well played. That's and then I mean some songs are funnier to play than others because they're more like a bit more challenging, but I think for a listener there's I mean songs that can be good in different ways, so that's it, I guess.
Okay, just to kind of wrap things up, is there like anything in particular you want to let the people in North America know that are expecting this release and waiting for you guys to make it over here?
I don't know, this time we'll have a backdrop and we'll be better than last time. Hopefully. I don't know what to say. People can, we're happy if people bring mixed CDs to the shows, they can play in the van. It's always fun to get input from somebody else and discover new music.